This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the USA. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. Good, and good to be back with you again.
And of course, we spoke on Wednesday. Market's still very volatile, particularly when you consider the oil price. That is continuing.
That is correct. We have oil today at $97 a barrel in terms of WTI. And just to put that into crude, that is 103 plus. Basically, despite the back and forth in oil prices, they remain bid. And that is, of course, also coinciding with a move lower in equities. We see the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and global equities as well down today. Meanwhile, the dollar remains bid. The volatility index, or the VIX, remains at 28, 29. Today, it went as far as 30 to the upside. And meanwhile, gold and silver are also back on the rise here, catching a little bit of a bid amongst all of this worry that we have on today's Friday. And, you know, the last few weeks, Johnny, Fridays have not been good days. And one would imagine as to why that is. Every time we go into the weekend, we're on the edge of disaster almost.
I suppose what's tricky for markets, Nick, is that when it comes to the negotiation process between Iran and the United States, it's difficult to fathom what exactly is going on, because what President Trump says is very much contradicting what the Iranians say, and it's quite confusing.
It's very confusing, and you know, there's a couple things at play here. If we take, for example, the latest out of the White House, we have seen continued posturing. I'm reading this from the news right now. White House officials are cautiously hopeful that the latest negotiations with Iran are making progress. That's from CBS reporter, and that happened, you know, just the last 20 minutes at the time of recording this. However, at the same time, you know, earlier today, we got confirmation from Iran that the plan is to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed, and any transit through waterway will face harsh measures. That's according to the Iranian media. Meanwhile, we even saw Chinese boats be turned away from the Strait of Hormuz in the last 12 hours, which I think is a very interesting development as well. There's also this looming uncertainty, and I think this gets to the main reason why markets are so skittish today, which is this weekend there is the expectation by the Iranians and the possibility that the U.S. makes some sort of land incursion into the region. And a lot of, at least from my understanding, the expectation centers around Karg Island. I hope I'm saying that correctly. K-H-A-R-G. Everyone's been talking about this one particular vantage point in the region. And there is expectation actually by both sides. This is very much the vantage point, I suppose, militarily speaking, that is being watched really closely. We've also talked about this, and Johnny, we were briefly discussing this before the podcast even. A lot of times when you see this kind of militarization, this mobilization, I should say, into a particular region, that means business, right? That is, you know, if you're serious, that's the sort of action you would be taking. And we saw even before this whole thing got started, you know, negotiations were going on at the same time that the military was moving into the region more aggressively. And so now we sort of see on this Friday, as the markets are freaking out, the same kind of setup. There's one side of the negotiation side, which is the U.S. sort of posturing for, hey, you know, the Iranians want to discuss, they want to make a deal. They're kind of leaving the door open for a meeting of the two parties. And meanwhile, Iran is sort of saying no, and you know, rejected the ceasefire terms or options listed out in that 15-point deal from the Trump administration. So you put all of that together and you say, markets are worried here that we very well could be seeing this thing escalate into a ground incursion into the region as soon as next week, or you know, at least for now, the markets are just completely on edge as to what is going to happen next. And as we always say, if there's one thing markets do not like, it is that uncertainty, especially geopolitically, which could seriously impact markets in a negative way further than they already have by spiking inflation expectations and disrupting supply chains.
Nick, we are going to talk about next week very shortly, and next week will include non-farm payroll day. on Friday, where we'll see the health of the US job sector and perhaps whether or not that might impact on interest rates. Although, as we've been saying over the last 3 weeks or so, rates ain't going to come down anytime soon. And in fact, many are suggesting there's going to be rate rises. Markets today, are they reflecting that? I mean, we've got an oil price which continues to go upwards. That's not good news for inflation, and rates look like they are going north.
That's right. And yields, taking a look at the 10-year yield, for example, it is higher today, although giving back a little bit of those upside moves in yield. Of course, bonds catching a little bit of a bid here today. But meanwhile, the trend, as you've pointed out, has all but pretty much been one directional, in the sense that we were expecting a couple rate cuts this year. We're now looking at, as you pointed out, increased possibilities of even seeing an interest rate hike, given the potential inflation impact or spike that this geopolitical conflict could cause for markets. Meanwhile, we see the stock market down about just under 1% at the time of recording this. NASDAQ's down 1.2%. So some downside there. The volatility remains bid at a 29 VIX. The dollar index is at 99.94, again, hovering around a multi-month year or almost a one-year high. So when we look at this, we take into consideration that oil prices are not backing down, and the longer they stay there, the more likely it is to cause some sort of sticky inflation problem that could, as you've pointed out, increase the probabilities of rate rises in not just the U.S., but globally. Remember, oil is, an inflation causer for all central banks. The Bank of England, the Bank of Canada recently mentioned, flagging that as a possible risk. The RBA hiked interest rates and citing partially due to the Iranian conflict with, the Middle East stuff. Meanwhile, Bitcoin is back under pressure here. We see breaking back below the 70,000 mark. You have Bitcoin trading around 66,300. You also, meanwhile, have, in terms of the currency world, the euro holding kind of steady against the dollar. The British pound has been very weak against the dollar. The dollar yen continues to trend higher. And I do wonder, we have heard a little bit worth mentioning from the Bank of Japan, starting to posture again for possible interventions, trying to keep exchange rates under control. As we've talked about many times, Bank of Japan is not very comfortable with 160, it seems like, in regards to the exchange rate against the dollar. So we'll have to keep our eye on that as, again, Bank of Japan participants, officials are very much watching that exchange rate in a way that they, again, don't like that elevated dollar versus their own currency. That's been a big problem for them that they continue to flag. So we'll keep eyes out for potential intervention stuff being discussed further from the Bank of Japan. I think that's been put on the back burner due to everything going on with the Middle East, but it is still very much a force there. And then one other thing to mention, just because we've talked about it in the past, software stocks back under pressure here big time recently, as some of the Anthropic stuff, the targeting, or at least the alleged targeting from the White House on specific company, the Anthropic, AI stuff that had been such a reasoning for, why software names had been hit so hard, actually got walked back. Some of the courts are calling that, targeting from the White House that is not fair. And so we've saw that reaction. A lot of the companies that had caught a bounce recently due to Anthropic potentially being sort of put in a lane, that being backed up is causing the opposite to happen as well. So now we do see software names back under pressure. And so you have multiple forces here at once that are creating a more challenging environment than we came into 2026, that's for sure.
Nick, I mentioned next week's US jobs numbers. What are markets expecting?
Yes. So to get to jobs numbers, let's also just recap on everything that we've got next week, because jobs are, to your point, definitely the big one. But we also have Powell speaking on Monday. We have Jolt's job openings on Tuesday, Canadian GDP on Tuesday as well. On Wednesday, we have a big day with retail sales for the U.S., as well as ADP, non-farm employment change, which will be interesting to see what the private payroll sector is looking like. Meanwhile, we have ISM manufacturing PMI for the U.S., and then on Thursday, you, of course, have unemployment claims. But then Friday, as you pointed out, the big report being that non-farm payroll coming out from the U.S., we are expecting unemployment rate to remain unchanged at 4.4%, but expectations in terms of the actual jobs added are at 50,000. Now, just a recap, just a reminder, the last jobs report was a rough one. We saw a huge miss in jobs numbers to the caliber of 150,000 jobs in terms of expectations being missed. The actual number last month was minus 92,000 jobs. And so with everything going on, are employers pausing their hiring? Are they cautious about the state of the economy? It is possible that that may be a factor. And so we'll continue to watch very closely what that jobs report brings next week.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will speak to you next week.
Thanks, Shani. Speak to you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.